Did you know that the perfect snack exists that not only has the yum factor, because that's important, but also packs a real protein punch? I'm talking about Wonderful Pistachios, a complete protein providing all 9 essential amino acids. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Now that's a snack you can feel really good about. It's hard for me to currently pick a fave because they have several flavors to choose from, including no salt and jalapeno lime options. But if I absolutely had to, I'd say I'm in my no shells, Wonderful Pistachios, sea salt and vinegar era. It's the ultimate snacking solution for when you need a quick, convenient, and tasty boost of pistachio goodness straight out of the bag. Whether you enjoy the ritual of cracking open each nut or you lean towards the ease of no shells, Wonderful Pistachios has something for everyone. It's time to elevate your snacking game with Wonderful Pistachios. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. Hey, hey, happy Monday. This is Bree with the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. I want to thank you so much for clicking play on today's episode. If this is your first time listening to the show, I appreciate you. If this is your second or third or fifth time coming back and listening to the show, girl, thank you so much for having my back. I truly, truly am humbled and appreciate it. I appreciate the support. If you have not already subscribed to the podcast, make sure you do so. The Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast is our unapologetic space where we can get all the way real and talk about self-care, self-love, and healing. And I always ask that during this time, you put away that mom guilt, you put away that employee guilt, you put away that I should be doing more guilt, put that aside, and then just enjoy this time. Enjoy and allow me to pour into you in a guilt-free way. Like, you don't have to feel guilty for taking 20 minutes or 30 minutes to listen to today's episode. Even if you have to do it while you're washing dishes, while you're hustling in your business, while you're on your way to work. You know what I'm saying? This is your time to be intentional about your healing, your self-love. I want to pour into you. I want to nurture you. So that's what we do here on the show primarily. So again, it's Monday. We are in the thick of the holidays, right? Today is December. Why do I do this every single time? Like, if you've listened to the show pretty much every single time, I just need to stop trying to say what the date is because I clearly don't know what the dates are. I'm looking at one of my calendars that's on my desk and it's from October. Okay. Because that's how relevant for me time is right now. Like, I'm still in October on my desk calendar. So you know what day it is. I shouldn't have to tell you what today's date is, right? You know what today's date is, that girl. I know, but I want to make sure you know. I'm trying to help you out. Make sure you know what today's date is. So you need to look it up. But yeah, it's Monday. So here we go. Today we are going to be talking very quickly. I want to make this episode quick. I'm going to be talking about your squad. What about your friends? Your social circles? The people you run around with, you know what I'm saying? Because I was just thinking, like, as we get into the new year, 2020, first of all, oh my gosh, can you believe that we are now in basically just days away from a new decade? And first of all, decades trip me out because when I think of like I can't even call this decade the tens, which it is. It's the tens. We're in the tens. Because when I think of that, I think of like 1910 or like we're going to be in the 20s. But my mind automatically goes to like the 1920s. When I think of the 20s, that's what I'm thinking of. So I feel weird even saying that we're in the tens. I'm going to feel even weirder that to say we're going to be in the 20s and 30s. That's just so weird to me. I don't know. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Or am I just being a weirdo? Like, I cannot. This is not the tens. I refuse to call the tens. I refuse to call the next decade the 20s. That's just not how I get down. It just doesn't feel natural for me. I don't know if I'm being a weirdo, but that's just what it is. But we are going to be in the 2020 and beyond. And this time is so beautiful. This time is so special because not only are we going into a new year, which is always a blessing to be able to see
you know, the next year. We're so close. Keep in mind that not everybody's going to even make it into 2020. Okay. And that's a sad reality. Actually, my aunt just passed away a couple of days ago or a few days ago. And so we're dealing with that right now. And literally, she was, what, a few weeks away from making it into 2020. And I just, that really makes me sad, like, to not be able to see another year, to not be able to see, in this case, another decade. You know what I mean? So you are in a prime position. If you are listening to my voice, believe it or not, regardless of your situation that you're in right now, believe it or not, you are privileged. I am privileged. We are privileged, okay, to be where we are right now, alive and well. I'm not saying that your life is perfect. I'm not saying that you have the latest iPhone 15. I'm not saying that you're living in a 15-bedroom house in Beverly Hills, okay? I'm not saying that you are driving your Tesla or Bugatti, okay, to your job. I'm not saying any of that. I'm not saying that you're in a perfect relationship. I'm not saying you're married or not married. You know, I'm just saying that if you are alive right now and you have the capability to listen to the sound of my voice, however you're listening to it, you are privileged, you are special, and you still have a chance to make your life any and everything you could possibly imagine. Okay, regardless of your, in spite of whatever situation you're in right now, you are in prime. This is your opportunity to start fresh and to really go after whatever it is that you want to go after. And I mean that with 100% of my heart. And I'm taking that same advice too. I have some things that I'm working on for 2020 that I'm so excited about. And, you know, doing new things can be a little scary, but again, I'm privileged. Okay, to be able to even have these things I'm working on for 2020. You're privileged because you still have a chance to do whatever it is that you want to do. And with that, though, with that said, that type of privilege, with that type of privilege, there comes responsibility. Okay, and one of the main responsibilities, or a big responsibility to me, which, and this is the perfect time for us to do this and talk about this briefly, is thinking about the circles and squads and affiliations and relationships that you are in, that you are nurturing, that you are feeding right now, today, on this Monday, whatever the damn date is, I don't know, 2019. Okay? Because we have this prime opportunity to go into this new year and start fresh. Now is the perfect time for you to really take some time, get quiet, and think about where you are right now, what circles you're running in right now. Again, what relationships you are feeding, what social circles you are hanging on to, okay? And I'm going to tell you, sometimes you really, like I said, have to get quiet and do your own thing for a few days or a few weeks. I'm not saying go ghost. Sometimes you have to go ghost. And if that's what you need to do, and you're, you know, and people are relying on you as far as, you know, they're used to interacting with you on a regular basis or whatever, but you need some time to kind of just, you know, get your life straight and figure out what you want to do. Sometimes you'll have to excuse yourself and just say, hey, I'm going dark for a minute. Or I'm going to take a slight break. I'm going to have my phone off for like a couple of days. I just need some time to think about some stuff that I'm working on, or whatever the case may be. You know your situation. I'm not saying ghost somebody, but it is totally fine. It is totally okay. It is totally acceptable. It is not a bad thing to get quiet, take some time for yourself, and analyze the environment and situation and relationships you are currently in, because, again, you are privileged. You are in the prime time of your life right now as we get into this new decade, to where your possibilities, you can start fresh. You can tweak, you can change, you can adjust, you can level up. You know what I'm saying? You can change some of the things that you do so that you can put yourself on course, or you're basically, you have the opportunity to aim yourself at whatever targets you are envisioning for your life, and you can skyrocket to those opportunities. But a part of that is knowing, you know, what situations are holding me back. What associations do I have right now that are, you know, hindering me? What parts of my life, what areas of my life, you know, where am I not growing? Where am I remaining stuck? Okay. You know, that saying about, what do they say? Like, you're the sum of your five main relationships. I don't know exactly what the saying is, but you know, I'm sure you've heard it. Like, you're the product or the sum of the five main people you hang out with, or you're the five main relationships you have, or the five main people that you talk to, or you hang out with all the time, or the people that you know. And, you know, I think there's something to be said about that, because sometimes we move in circles, or we're connected to folks and situations, and they are okay with staying the same. And if they are okay with staying the same, but you want to grow, you want to be, you want to, you know, take the next step into just kind of being this new version of yourself, there might be some friction. There might be some head bumping. There might be some problems. Because sometimes when you want to elevate yourself, people don't understand that. And they don't quite get why you're not around as much as you used to be. They don't quite understand why now all of a sudden, instead of going out every Friday night or every Saturday night, you're at home, you know, more often than not, and you're reading books. You've got your head down. You're minding your business. You're reading, you're educating yourselves, you're starting businesses, you're going back to school. They don't understand that, because they're here on one level, but you're and you're there too, but you're trying to take a step up, and they're not ready for that right now, or that's not what they want in their life. And that is completely fine. But if that is you, and you are wanting to, you know, take advantage of the privilege that you have, and like I said, evolve and elevate into that next season, into that next part of the woman you are and want to become, sometimes you've got to, like I said, take some time for yourself and really be honest about the situations that and relationships that you are in, and the circles that you are connected to, and the people that, you know, you hang out with.
I know you love this podcast, but if you've been on the hunt for other unapologetically Black podcasts to listen to, I want to invite you to give Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR a listen. They featured an episode of It's Been a Minute, and it was with Tracy Ellis Ross, and it was like a breath of fresh air for me. She touched upon her work, which of course includes Girlfriends, and we know the legacy of that show, and also how that dynamic specifically between Joan and Tony still has a huge impact on Black culture. But it gave me room to reflect not only about the ways I am in community with Black women, but also how I am being in relationship with myself. NPR's episodes, they just hit differently. So NPR has a new collection of podcast episodes that celebrate the Black experience, from the It's Been a Minute episode with Tracy Ellis Ross to the Code Switch episode on the women behind the Montgomery bus boycott. These episodes are rooted in our richness and our history that we will not allow to be erased or marginalized. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts. There is no shame in needing to rebuild. So I'm in a season of taking back my financial power, and that looks like getting my credit together, because having credit is powerful. I'll be making a move next year to another state, and I'm doing what I know to do now so that my credit won't prevent me from being able to rent another home. If you're in a similar situation, one tool I want you to know about is Kickoff, the credit builder that requires no credit check and is super simple to get started with today. Kickoff is a credit line that is just for credit building, not everyday spending, and there are zero catches. You make on-time payments, the credit bureau will see your good behavior, and your credit grows. Sign up in minutes from your phone and start building credit right away. Join over 1 million people building credit with a Kickoff credit account today. Get your first month for a dollar at getkickoff.com/selfcare today. That's Kickoff without the C. getkickoff.com/selfcare. Special offer applies to new Kickoff premium customers for their first month only. Subject to approval and only available on getkickoff.com/selfcare. Terms of offer are subject to change. One of my favorite memories as a little girl was when I went to the beach. Seeing the ocean waves, smelling the salty air, and feeling the sun on my skin was pure radical joy. Now, certain scents like Osea's Undaria Algae Body Oil will instantly trigger those feel-good memories because it literally smells like summer in a bottle. Inside, you'll find blissful notes of lime, grapefruit, cypress, mango, and mandarin. The scent is so divine that I cannot help but to smell myself randomly throughout the day. And when I use it after a shower, my skin is glowy, soft, and smooth. I've talked about Osea many times, and there's a reason for that. It is a clean, soothing part of my maintenance routine, one that I refuse to be without. I absolutely adore Osea. Get healthy, glowing skin for summer with clean, vegan skin and body care from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code SELFCARE at OseaMalibu.com. You'll get free samples with every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Head to OseaMalibu.com and use code SELFCARE for 10% off.
Your squad affects everything. Like and this could be your family members. It could be your relatives, it could be your church friends, it could be your coworkers, it could be your friends from elementary school, like, you know, different relationships, whoever your five people are, you know, but your main squad, they affect everything. They affect your mindset, your money, your credit score, the cereal you eat, the socks you wear, the decisions you make, the car you drive, like, okay, they may not affect the cereal you eat, but you get the point. We kind of mirror and think like and speak like, I'm going to give you a perfect example. My mom hated, when I was younger, my mom hated the fact that when I would go over this girl's house, when I was, how old was I? Maybe 14, 15, I don't know. First of all, I used to hate staying at home because I had the opportunity to go over this girl's house because I thought that she was just amazing. And anyway, just to be able to hang out, her family was cool. But she would call her mom, mom. And I would never call my mom, mom. It would be like mommy. You know what I'm saying? But when I would come home after spending time with her family, I'd be like mom or mom, you know, like emulating her. Because I was just like, she was just so cool. I would be like, I would pick up like little habits. And my daughter does this too. What does my daughter say? She says, dang it, I can't even remember. But she just picks up these habits from her friends. You know how your mom be like, I'm not your little friend. Don't talk to me like that. It's like one of those things, right? But my mom hated it. But it's like, I could see, you know, like, we are molded by the people that we hold in esteem. We are molded by the situations that we're in. We are molded by the relationships and the company that we keep. How many times have we heard of a kid, superstar, amazing, smart, just a beautiful mind, beautiful spirit, links up with the wrong crowd, and the next thing you know, he or she is just like on a trajectory to hell, like just a complete 180. First, they were up here and excelling. Next thing you know, I don't know. They're just not doing so great because they were influenced, but in the wrong way. Does that make sense? So as we get into 2020, big 2020, we really need to take some time and investigate and dig into who our top five is. Who do you have as your top five in your squad? And what kind of activities are you and your squad, like what kind of conversations are you having? What are you talking about on a regular basis? And this is not to say don't have fun. Yes, have all the fun. Have all the fun. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with having fun, going out, hanging out, doing your thing, living life, traveling the world, everything. Have fun. Have your fun. But on top of that, take a step back and think about, okay, last year, this is where I was. This is how much money I was making. You know what I'm saying? That was 12 months ago. Now it's been 12 months. Are you still making the same amount of money? Have you read any books? Have you traveled anywhere? What kind of conversations are you having with your squad? Are you building a business? Are you going back to school? Are you finishing school? Are you graduating? Are you doing just different things? Are you nurturing yourself? Are you taking care of yourself? What's your mindset like, sis? How are you talking to yourself? How are you treating yourself? Just different things like that, because if your top five isn't doing those things, I can almost guarantee you that you will be the same. You'll be in the same situation. So as you are building your relationship, sometimes you have to be open to letting other people in and sometimes letting people out. And I don't think that happens all the time, you know, and this is not a, you know, quote unquote, cut your friends off kind of conversation here. But sometimes there are people in our lives that just, they just don't mean us any good. We are just on two different planes or two different levels. They're going one way, you're going another, and it's just bad news. I've had very minor, you know, relationships like that. Pretty much the relationship I've had more or less have been, you know, cool. You know what I'm saying? But every once in a while, you just have that character pop up. That's just, it's just not, the relationship is just not meant for you. It's just not for you, period. And those relationships will end up taking you way off track. And then you've got to get out of that situation and then come back. You know what I'm saying? To where you were, just to now be able to move forward, which is a huge time waster, you know? But this week, or before we get into 2020, I really encourage you, you know, to look at the situations that you're in, look at the people that you are connected to, look at the circles that you run in, and see if, you know, you're doing the things that you feel are necessary to grow into the person that you want to become, that is going to elevate her life to the next level. Because this is not a game out here. Like, maybe because I'm older, I'm just looking at it at a different set of eyes. And if that's the case, you know, I get it. But for you guys that are in like your 20s, 30s, think of me as like your big sister that just made all the mistakes. All, A-L-L. Please hear me when I say that. All of the mistakes. And looking back, you know, just so much time wasted. So much time wasted. I should be a kajillionaire by now, okay? If I would have had my head on straight and not tried to run in circles that were not ever intended for me to be a part of, but me just trying to fit in. You know what I'm saying? Just trying to fit in. Sometimes you will not fit in. As much as you want to, you were created differently. You are not always the same as the people and environments you are moving in. And the faster you realize that, the better your life will be. No, you are not better than anybody else. You are not any worse than anybody else. But sometimes you weren't made. You were uniquely made. And when you are uniquely made, you are not just for the general population. Does that make sense? Because you are uniquely made, you cannot be a part of any and everything. It just doesn't work that way. And when you try to fit a square in a round hole, you get stuck and you have issues that were never intended for you. So, yeah, I want you to really take a look at where you are right now, what your situations are like, what your relationships are like, what your circles are like, your affiliations, who you're hanging out with. Think back on what kind of conversations you're having. Think back on the interactions you're having. Are these interactions more or less elevating you? or are they going to hold you back? Are they going to keep you stuck wasting another year, another 5 years, another 10 years before you kind of wake up and say, this ain't for me. This ain't for me. So, yeah, that's basically it. I just want you to just take some time for you, get and just really get real, get honest about where you are, where you want to be, and what circles you're moving in, and see if there's any place where you can make some tweaks, see if there's any places you can make some changes. You know what I'm saying? Because I for one, there's, for me, there is just nothing worse to me than being, you know, 85, 90 years old and being like, damn, when I was 45, when I was 35, when I was 51, 55, I really wish I would have done X, Y, Z. I want to have the least amount of regrets I possibly can. So like right now, I'm just all about, you know, looking at relationships, seeing where I can improve myself, because I have a lot of areas where I can improve myself. See what areas I can hold myself accountable to be a better version of Bree. So there's just different components to all of it. But one great one is your squad, and your squad's either going to lift you up, motivate you, encourage you, get you going, or they're going to just, you know, hold you back. And you're going to be doing the same thing over and over and over, just bumping your head. So, of course, the choice is yours. But I would just hope that you would take some time to just give it some thought. You know, just give it some thought. That's all I ask. So, with that said, look at me, y'all. Look at me, y'all. Do you see? Do you see it's 20, 22, 23 minutes? Look at that. Look at that. Look at that. That is the end of today's episode. Okay. Can you believe it? Like, it was like I just delivered a pizza to you. Like, well, it wasn't like less than 20 minutes. You know how they say 20 minutes or less. I was close though. I was close. You got to give me credit for that. So that's it for today's episode. I think Christmas is next week. I really should get a calendar in here, like a valid calendar. I think Christmas is next week sometime. But there will be another episode next Monday. I don't even know if that's Christmas Day or not, but regardless, there's going to be an episode on Monday. Every Monday I drop an episode. So, if it is Christmas, it'll probably just be like a short and sweet, simple episode. So, but yeah, so in any case, I will see you back here on the show next Monday. I hope you have a blessed and amazing week, and I will, talk to you very soon. Bye.